Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 20th, 2026. Happy spring equinox. We have a message from the city of Bangor that's seasonally appropriate. Quote, attention paddlers. The 59th annual Kanduskeg Stream Canoe Race is scheduled for Saturday, April 18th. Grab your paddle, rally your crew, and join the ultimate race. Early bird registration ends Tuesday, March 31st. Last year, there were more than 700 participants, so don't miss your chance to be part of this spring tradition. Register today. Whether you are a seasoned paddler or just looking to have fun on the water, the Kanduskeg Stream Canoe Race is the place to be. End quote. The Bangor Parks and Recreation Department has more information and their registration form at bangorme.myrec.com. That link will be on the archives with today's program. Registration is also now open for Midcoast Habitat for Humanity's Women Build 2026. Quote, Women Build brings women together from across Midcoast Maine to help build safe, permanently affordable homes for local families. This empowering event invites women of all backgrounds and skill levels to step onto the construction site, learn new skills, and make a tangible difference in our community. End quote. Women Build 2026 will be taking place at Compass Point, Midcoast Habitat's new 10-home pocket neighborhood in Rockport. They say, quote, this thoughtfully designed community will provide safe, energy-efficient, permanently affordable homes for families earning 30 to 80% of the area median income. Volunteers will work alongside Habitat staff, future homeowners, and skilled professionals to help move the construction forward. Women Build is designed to be welcoming and supportive to first-time builders. Each build day includes morning and afternoon volunteer shifts, allowing individuals or teams to choose the time that works best. And then to celebrate the week's accomplishments, volunteers, sponsors, and supporters are invited to a Women Build dance party at the end of the event. Women Build 2026 is taking place in early May, but registration is now open, and organizers say that the shifts do tend to fill up quickly. You can get more information and register at midcoasthabitat.org. And let's wrap up the week with a quick look at the headlines in Maine. 50 years ago today, during the bicentennial, on March 20th, 1976, the Biddeford Saco Journal's headline read, quote, when dust settled, GOP had two sets of delegates. Staff writer Dick Charles opens with, quote, the Saco Republican Caucus of 1896 was a far cry from the sedate, regimented affairs today's Sacoites are accustomed to attending. In fact, before it was over, Saco City Hall had been turned into a wild scene of shoving voters. The Republicans had elected two sets of delegates to the county convention, and everyone was unhappy. End quote. Several papers reported on the trial of Patricia Hearst for the bank robbery she participated in while a hostage of the Symbionese Liberation Army. The case had just gone to jury. And the Portland Press-Herald reported that the city had received 74 inches of snow that winter, just shy of the 80 inches predicted by the National Weather Service. The report also noted that up to that date, March 20th, 1976, the earliest date recorded for the last snow of the year was March 23rd, 1892, and the latest date of the last snow of the year was recorded on March 26, 1967. We'll see when the last snow is this year, but I can report that as of right now, little mini icebergs are floating down the Penobscot River out to the ocean, and it looks like spring is on the way. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.